We are getting started. Baruch Hashem, we are in Siyata Dishmaya in the book B'yam Darkecha. We are in the chapter of Torah. We've been learning this already for 2 weeks. This is the third class in the series. We're in the chapter of Perek Dalet on page Reish Gimel, 203, the fourth chapter, which is Darke Alimud, the ways to learn Torah. Okay, it is the Ilula Kadisha of two huge tzaddikim. One and first is Ateret Roshenu, Morenu Verabenu, Rav Ovadia Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Rav Ovadia Yosef, and also Rabbi Yisrael of Rojin. We're going to start off with two stories in order to connect to the Tzadikim. One is Rav Ovadia. Rav Ovadia, just so we understand who we were, who he was. Forget what he was in the beginning, we'll understand from who he was as a young boy. His Rosh Hashiva in Porat Yosef in the old city of Jerusalem, the Sephardi yeshiva next to Esha Torah, on the stairs going down to the Kotel on the right. His Rosh Hashiva was Rav Ezra Atiyah. Rav Ezra Atiyah was a giant mekubah that used to come and spend time in Sfat and learn Kabbalah and learn Pshat and learn everything. And he was the Rosh Hashiva of all of the Sephardi greats that we have in that generation. When Rav Ovadia was 13, 14, 15 years old, his dad, Rabbi Yaakov, Chacham Yaakov, Zay Abba Shal Rav Yatzazah, Rabbi Yaakov, he got to a point where he didn't have as much money. He started to lose a little bit of money, and he needed young Rav Ovadia to come and to help him in the grocery store. Yeah, he had a grocery store, and he needed to come help him in his store. So he told him, "Sorry, you can't go to yeshiva. I need your help. I can't afford to pay a worker. I need you to work here." So he came and he started to skip school with the permission of his father, right? And to come learn and to come work with his father in the grocery store. After a few days, who shows up to the grocery store? The Rosh Hashiva, Rav Ezra Atiyah, and says, "Where is Chacham Ovadia?" We're talking about a teenager. "Where is Chacham Ovadia?" All of a sudden, his dad says, "Listen, I need him. I need his help. I can't afford to pay a worker. I need him. He's my son. He's my worker." He says, "Get me an apron. I'm working, you send Chacham Ovadia back to yeshiva." Oh, we're talking about one of the biggest tzaddikim in the world, right? He's a Rosh Yeshiva of all of the Chachamim from that we had in the Chachmei Sefarad. And he says, "Your teenage boy, he's going to be Gadol Ador. He's going to be the greatest person in the nation. He has to be in yeshiva. You send him back to school, and I will come work for you." And his father understood straight away who is the Rosh Yeshiva that's talking. It's not just a Rosh Yeshiva. He's one of the biggest tzaddikim in the world. And he's fighting for this kid. Who knows what he's going to be? And he did. He became the person with the largest funeral ever in the history of our nation. Whoa. To this day, it was 10 years ago to this day, but that was the largest funeral ever in Am Yisrael. Over 850,000 people, Belevaya, in his funeral. 850,000, huh? Bigger than Rav Kanievsky, because they blocked all the roads and they stopped people from coming. So imagine if all the buses and everybody coming from Haifa and from the north could have made it, it would have been way bigger. It was ginormous, and to this day there hasn't been someone bigger. So that's one story. The second story is Rav Yisrael from Rujin. Rav Yisrael from Rujin, the Rujin Rebbe, was a very, very, very wealthy Rebbe. And there's a story like this. It's a funny story, but very, very good one. There was a certain person in Europe, a Chassid, that he heard that if a person does a ta'anit dibur, if he stops from speaking for 40 days, all he does is pray and speak Torah, but he doesn't have nonsense conversations or conversations with no purpose. How are you doing? How's your day going? Just Torah and tefillah for 40 days, you're going to see huge revelations. He did it on the advice of his rabbi, and 40 days passed, nothing. No revelations, no nothing. Comes back to his rabbi and says, "Rabbi, you told me, I read it, I saw it, this is a real thing, why is it not happening?" He says, "Travel, there's a rabbi named Rabbi Yisrael from Rujin, go talk to him." This guy, this chassid, travels in Ukraine, he goes, he gets to the house of the Rujin Rebbe, he sees a mansion, he sees this huge manor. He says, "This is a Talmid Chacham with a big house like this? Makes no sense. Doesn't make any sense, especially in Ukraine 200 years ago, right?" Out comes the Rebbe suddenly from the door, he sees a wagon and a horse, and he sees the rabbi walking towards the wagon and the horse to go travel. And he sees him dressed under the Reginer, had golden shoes. Had shoes with like golden tassels on them and everything. He was very, very, very rich. Right? And he says, "Now for sure, I don't need to ask him any advice. If that's how he dresses, if that's the swag, I'm not interested in his advice. It can't be that this guy is a big tzaddik." So in his heart, he's already closed the door. And then he sees this rabbi go up to the horse attached to the wagon, and he rubs the horse, right? And the guy starts to ask him, now for sure, no questions asked, I don't want his advice, but the fact that he's rubbing a horse and he's about to get in his wagon and travel and he can't do netilat yadayim and he's meant to be a tzaddik, now I have to ask him what's going on here. So he goes up to this rabbi, Rav Yisrael of Rujin, that tonight is his Yilulam, and he says, listen, I came here to ask you a certain question. My rabbi advised me to come speak to you. I got the answer already, but I have a different question. He says, for sure, ask me, no problem. He says, you know, the rumor is that you're a big rabbi, you're a big tzaddik, and, you know, with all due respect to you, what business do you have petting a horse when you're about to be traveling and you can't even wash your hands? You're not going to learn Torah on the path. What is it going? Like, you know, the cleanliness. And Rav Yisrael Rujina, with his Ruach HaKodesh, with his divine understanding and inspiration, turns to him and says, poor horse, he hasn't spoken for 40 days, I can't say hi? And then the guy understood that his Tani Dibur, 40 days, that he couldn't see anything, he was sent for advice to get to this Rebbe, and the Rebbe knew exactly what was going on. So you see these two tzaddikim, and we can tell stories about them for days and days, but we're here to learn Torah like they would have wanted us to do. We had our gashmiut, we had our barbecue, we had our fun, now we have to do our avodah. And Yezat Hashem, let's go in. So we learned about learning Torah Lishma. We learned about different ways to arouse the passion of learning Torah last week. Singing a nigun, repeating it, just doing it when you feel like you can't. Praying for it, starting again, starting renewing every single day. And today we're going to talk about the ways of how to learn Torah. Darkei Alimud. How do you apply this? How do you do it? Like this. Iyun. First things first is looking deep. Iyun. Litametz lishbor taklipa velagia la'or. Try your hardest to break the klipa, to break the husk, and to get to the light. Katav Arizal, the Arizal writes, "Shetzrich ledat shebechol makom shadam lo mivin et limudo." In any place that you don't understand what it is that you're learning, ze biglal sheyesh shama klipa shemastira mimenu et ha'or. It's because there's a husk, there's an energy there, negative energy that is hiding and concealing the light from you. Vehi osa mechitza beno leven aviv shebeshamayim. That klipa is making a concealment and a wall between you and your Father in heaven. You have to work hard to break this klipa. To understand the words of the Torah in truth. And if we want to see it inside, this is what's written there. The Arizal writes in the introduction to Shara Agdamot, that's where the source is. The root of everything when it comes to understanding Torah, it is looking deep and trying to understand with depth the halacha that's in front of you. Kinyan iyun halacha hu sheichaven haadam sheyesh klipata egoza chofefet al hamoach. You have to have intention that there is the peel of a walnut, the klipa of a walnut that is covering over a person, over the brain of the person, right? A walnut looks like a brain, egoz looks like the moach, and it's covering up the brain. Shu inyan kedusha. That is the idea of kedusha, of sanctity. V'zo klipa hi inyan kushia sheyesh b'halacha. That klipa, it's connected to the hardship that you're having in understanding that certain halacha. A klipa chofefet al halacha. The klipa, the husk, is hovering over that halacha. Ve'ena menicha el adam sheyavin ota. And it's not allowing it for you to go into your brain. It's not allowing for you to understand what is being written right here. What is the halacha? What is the chidush? What is the law? That's what the Marchu writes there. V'ine, kedei lekabel koach lishbor et haklipa, in order to receive the ability to break that klipa, tzrich shemargish koshi ba'avadat sugya bepshat o be'omek. When you have a hard time understanding the Torah, whether we're talking pshat, we're talking something simple, or we're talking something very deep, yafsik lerega v'idbak b'Hashem yidbarach. Stop for a moment and cling to Hashem. Don't forget, why are we learning Torah? That was the first class. Because the soul of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden behind the Otiot Torah. Nishmat Hashem nimtza shama. The soul of Hashem is behind the letters. So when you can't understand it, what are you really not chapping? What are you really not doing? You're not getting to Hashem. You're not being able to have Dveikut. So stop for a second and focus on the goal, which is Dveikut. And then go back to the Chitzoniyut. Then go back to the external aspect, which is understanding what's written there. V'machshava o betfila. Stop and cling to Hashem, either by way of contemplation, itboninut, right, in your thoughts, or by praying. Then, b'zat Hashem, once you do that, you'll be able to go deep inside what you're doing and understand it. To break the walls that are stopping you from connecting to Hashem. And therefore, sometimes it's very, very hard, and it's hard to not understand. The fact that it's hard for you, that's the outcome of having a klipa. Right? It surrounds you, the klipa surrounds you. It's a husk and a negative energy around you, and it makes your heart weak. And it tells you, you're not able to be successful. You're not going to understand this today. Hashem promised to us, this thing is very close to you. This thing is very close to you for you to understand it. Therefore, when it's hard for you, you have to cling up above to Hashem. And by way of this, you're going to bring down Or Chadash, and then you're going to start bringing a new light down, a new light of Dvekut, a new light of connection, and you're going to start to understand. Sometimes at the level that you're at, you really can't understand that thing. You're not on the level to understand it. You can't break this klipa right now. It's too much for you. Therefore, on your side, sometimes it's not enough just to cling to Hashem and you're going to understand it. You have to pray to get to that level. You have to work hard to get to that level. After you prayed and you worked hard and you did what you could, you've put in all the effort that you could. Yala, tamshich ala, keep going understanding. Bizat Hashem, you're going to merit to understand that halacha. When you do your chazara, when you go over it again, when you review your work that you learned, you're going to, one day it's going to open up for you. V'yismach b'chilko, ki shu ma'amat enu olech l'rik. Be happy with your portion, because no effort goes for nothing. Everything has an effect. Ki kol pam sheyesh liyudi eze koshi ba'avanat ha-Torah, anytime a Jew has a hard time understanding a piece of Torah, זה סימן שמאוהרים אותו מלמעלה שישבור מחיצות. It's a sign from up above that they're arousing you to break walls, to break anything that's stopping you from connecting to Hashem. This here he's saying about learning Torah, but really it's about anything in life. Whenever you're going through a hardship, it's only for you to push harder and to get through it. ובשביל לשבור מחיצות, in order to break a mechitza, in order to break this wall, צריך מצד אחד לעמול להבין, on one side you have to put in the hard work to understand, and to review your Torah, and to repeat your Torah, and to contemplate again and again and again, what is it that I learned? Until you get to a deeper level, so you don't let it just be. You're not okay with the fact that you didn't understand. Until you understand what you're trying to learn very well. Like we said in the previous chapters, you have to be able to summarize it, to repeat it, to relay it back to someone. Mitzad sheni, that's on one side, you have to work hard. On the other side, you have to remember, you by yourself, you'll never get anything by yourself. And you ascend, and you cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you turn to Hashem, and you ask Him, please help me. I'm not going to get it by myself. Please help me understand what I'm learning. By way of you understanding that you need Hashem, Hashem will illuminate your eyes, He'll open up the gates of understanding for you. That's first things first. Bet. Ma'alat ha'iyun v'ma'alat ha'bikiyut. There's two types of learning. There's what's called iyun, which is learning deep. Right? You can stay on two words in the Gemara for a whole entire day. And then there's what's called bikiyut, which is covering ground. Right? You're just trying to go. Rabbi Nachman said it famously that he wants for his chassidim to have two paths. One in iyun, meaning take your time with Likutei Moran, and with bikiyut, finish it every single year, and just get through the book. Right? He wants you to be doing both. Like you have a certain Torah that you're learning for a long time, and you have the book that you're trying to finish as well. Right? We have these two paths. And in yeshiva, in any yeshiva, you have seder bikiyut, seder iyun. You have a time where you go deep, and you have a time where you're trying to cover ground. Bekoach limud biyun zochim lishbor et haklipot. By way of learning hard and deep, you break klipot, and you push down your yetzara. When you force yourself to go deep and to stay stuck on two words, even though you would love to move forward and just finish the page, you're breaking your yetzara. When you feel that the yetzara is overcoming you, what's the advice then? Start to go deep in Torah, and the end all be all of what's called iyun. Take your time, work hard, break your head understanding why is that the word that the Gemara chose and not that word. Until you get the sugiyah, you get the thing that you're learning deep inside your head. ואז יתפרדו ממנו כל פועלי אבן. Then all of the evil forces are going to be separated from you. כי כאשר אדם לומד תורה בעיון, בעמקות, באמת, בדבקות, when a person learns in עיון, with depth, in truth, with דבקות, אז הוא מקבל הערת פנים מהשם יתברך. Then Hashem starts to shine his countenance on you. ממילא היצר הרע כבר לא יכול לבלבלו. Once Hashem shining his face on you because you're so deep in his Torah, the Yetzer HaRa can't confuse you. But if you don't learn in Iyun, azay gam belimud bikbikiyut kocho gadol lishbor et ha'ara. If you're not able to learn in Iyun, also bikiyut has a very big power to break the klipa. ולכן צריך ללמוד ביון בהתבוננות בתורה הקדושה. Therefore you have to learn with Iyun while contemplating in the Holy Torah. ויחזור לעניין שוב ושוב. Repeat what you learned again and again and again. בפה, במחשבה, in your mouth, in your thoughts. עד שיבין בבירות גמורה. Until you understand it completely, with clarity. אומנם חייבים גם ללמוד בבקיאות. But you also have to learn בבקיאות. You also have to learn with covering ground. ולטייל בכל מרחבי התורה הקדושה. You have to take a trip through all of the beautiful parts of the Torah. שהיא ארוכה מיני ארץ וחרה מיני ים. The Torah is wider than any land, wider than all the seas. You can go on a trip, you can learn pshat, halakha, remez, drash, sod, right? Sod shebesod. You can keep going and going, depths and depths and depths and depths. There's so much ground to cover. והלימוד בזריזות, במהירות, יש בו מעלה גדולה מאוד. Learning quickly, learning with speed, learning with tenacity, it has a very, very high level to it. והוא יקר וחשוב מאוד בעיני השם יתברך. It's very precious, it's very important to learn that way in front of Hashem. והוא הכנה מחויבת. It's an obligatory preparation לעיקר עבודה, to the main aspect of the avoda of learning Torah, which is learning be'iyun, which is going deep on two words, on one word, on understanding something, and you learn the Rashi, you learn the Tosfot, you learn the Rosh, you learn the Magen Avraham, you learn the Bach, you learn this, you learn Chazon Ish, you learn Rav Ovadia. You learn everything that has to do with that one idea until you can explain a whole entire PhD about Kashrut. That is the essence, right? To really get very, very deep. But if you don't cover ground, you're not going to get there. ויש אנשים שחושבים שאין זה משנה באיזה דרך לומדים. There's people that think it doesn't matter if I learn this way or that way, if I just cover ground or if I learn in depth. וזה טעות. It's a mistake. כי השגת התורה היא רק על ידי שילמד גם ביון וגם בבקיאות. Understanding and comprehending what Torah is only by way of going on both paths. Covering ground and touching all the parts of the Torah, and also focusing on one idea deeply until you understand it. It's both paths. And in the words of the Kabbalah, Nikrim Iyun Bebikiyut Chokhmah Vebina. When we want to take these ideas to Kabbalah, then we already translate Iyun to Chokhmah. Sorry, the other way, probably. Chokhmah and Bina. What's Chokhmah and Bina? Al-Idea Bikiyut Mamshikhin Bina. By way of Bikiyut, yeah. By way of covering ground, that's Bina. That's a lot of thoughts, that's a multiplicity, that's more and more and more ground, right? Multiplicity. But Chokhmah, that's already the idea of Bitul. You nullify yourself and you do the will of Hashem, which is to go deep in one idea. So not that you feel like you want to move forward. Nullify yourself and go into the Chokhmah. What is the wisdom in this one idea? That one idea is the whole entire Torah, right? So then you have these two parts. Third, Lirtzot ledat hakol velismoch bechilko. You have to want to know everything, and you also have to be happy with your portion. Kol adam tzrich lirtzot od ve'od yedidot b'torah kedusha. Everybody needs to want to know more and more and more in the Holy Torah. Kedei ledat kol haTorah, in order to know the whole entire Torah. Uveze la'ashlim et nafsho. And by way of that, you're rectifying and you're completing your soul. Specifically, when you see the Yetzer HaRa coming over you again and again and again, then you have to go hard into requiring more and more and more knowledge in the Torah. Connect to Hashem more and more and more and more, the Yetzer HaRa is going to get weaker and weaker and weaker. אמנם צריך להיזהר שלא להיכנס לשאיפות גדולות מדי. You shouldn't have too large of aspirations. You shouldn't have too big goals. שסימנם הוא, what's the sign that you have too big goals? שמרגיש שהוא רוצה לדעת מיד ועכשיו את הכל. I want to know now, immediately, everything. It's a sign that you don't have a kosher goal. You're not being realistic. הוא מאבד בגלל השאיפות את השלוות רוחו ושמחתו בהשם יתברך. Because you have such a big goal to learn everything and to learn it right now, you're going to lose all of your tranquility in your soul. You're going to lose the happiness that you have with Hashem. You're going to be confused. You're going to be stressed. You're going to have anxiety. Meaning, צריך לשאוף להתקדם. You have to have a goal and an aspiration to move forward. אבל רק לפי כוחו. only according to His will, only according to your power and your ability. ולא ננסות לעשות מה שאין בכוחו. Don't try to do what you don't have the ability to do. ואם כל זאת בפנימיות ליבו, with all of that said, internally in your heart, לא יעזוב את הרצון לזכות להכל. Do not leave the desire to connect to everything, to know everything, to merit to have all of the Torah inside of you. כי מצד אחד צריך לשאוף לדעת את כל התורה כולה. On one side, you're yearning and you have an aspiration to know the whole entire Torah. צריך לסמוך בכל קצת שזכה ללמוד. You have to merit to every small portion that you managed to learn. ולהיות מלא שמחה במה שזכה. To be filled with simcha with whatever you did merit to get. Right? And this is what the rabbi said. שלא ברכו בתורה תחילה. Why did Rabbi Akiva's students die? Because they didn't make a bracha on their Torah first. כי ברכת התורה היא שבח להשם יתברך על כל מה שזוכה ללמוד. Making a blessing on the Torah is a praise to Hashem on everything that you merited to learn. ואפילו אם זכה רק לקצת לימוד, יודה להשם יתברך. Even if you only got a little bit of limud, say thank you Hashem. You only got a little portion, say thank you Hashem. ולא ייבהל שיש הרבה מדרגות שעדיין לא זכה להם. Don't get scared of the fact that there's many levels that you still haven't gotten to. וגם לא יסתכל על שיש אנשים שזוכים למדרגות יותר גדולות ממנו. Don't look at other people that are getting to much higher levels than you. It's not about that. אלא ישמח בכל מה שמזכהו השם יתברך. Be happy with every level that Hashem has given you. בהבנה שזוהי עבודתו עתה. This is your work right now. This is what Hashem wants you to be doing right now. Don't be worried about what other people are doing. Last part for this little section of the ways of learning. חזרה. Reviewing your learning. על ידי חזרת הלימוד, by way of reviewing what you learn, נפתחת הרגשת אור התורה. There's a development of the light of the Torah. כך שחזרת הלימוד הוא עיקר הדרך לזכות להתלהטות האור. Right? To get passionate about light, to increase the light that you're feeling, it's by way of repeating again and again and reviewing again and again the sugiyah. כי החזרה למילים שוב ושוב יוצרות תנורה לאור. By repeating the light again and again and again, you're making movement, you're making friction for the light, you're causing more and more energy. ובזה אפשר להגיש אותו. By way of that, you're able to feel the light. כמו שבשמיים, כאשר מנענים אותם, סליחה, כמו בסמים, שכאשר מנענים אותם, רחם נודף. Like you take fragrances, right? You take some kind of fragrance. The more you shake it, the more their smell goes all over. עיקר קדושת התורה באה על ידי חזרה. The main sanctity of Torah comes by way of review. כי חזרה אינה רק בשביל שלא לשכוח. You don't review the Torah only to not forget. אלא בשביל לזכות לקדושת הדבקות. You want to get the sanctity of clinging to Hashem. That's why you review. It's not about knowledge. It's about more connection to Hashem, more connection to Hashem, more connection to Hashem. ומי שרוצה לזכות לתורה לשמה, whoever wants to get Torah for the sake of learning Torah, which is to connect to Hashem, יהיה רגיל בחזרה בלי סוף. You have to review what you've learned again and again and again without any end. Like it's known, we know the tzaddikim, what Rav Chaim Kanievsky did, the siyum on the Torah kula, שלוש פעמים שנה. לפחות פעם בשנה, אבל הוא היה מסיים חלקים שלוש פעמים בשנה. He would finish certain parts of the Torah three times a year. What, Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't know the Mishnah and Avot? Rav Chaim Kanievsky doesn't know Brachot? He finished it 100 times in his life. He knew it. He could tell you it by peh, by heart. He could read the whole entire Gemara to you. So why did he keep learning? More level of connection, more level of connection, more level of dvekut, more dvekut, more dvekut. Without any end. יזכה בקל להרגיש את האור התורה ומתיקותה בליבו. The more you repeat it, the more you're going to merit to feel the light of the Torah, to feel it. And the sweetness that's inside the Torah. Inside your heart, you're going to feel it. In the beginning, there's a lot of koshi, there's a lot of hardship to review your Torah. Since it's so important, the Yetzirah wants to mess with you. He wants to make it seem like it's impossible, like you don't want to repeat it, you don't want to review, you've already learned it. You didn't learn anything. לא למדת כלום, צריך לעשות חזרה. You have to review your Torah. And then בזאת השם, it's going to get easier and easier for you to open a book just to review. Not to learn something new, just to review. וחזרה מביאה את האש ואור התורה. וחזרה, reviewing Torah, renewing Torah, going over your Torah again, that is what intensifies the fire of the light of the Torah. ולכן אפילו אם אינו מבין מה שהוא אומר, therefore even if you don't understand, you still haven't understood the sugya, but you're just reviewing and reviewing until it opens up for you, right? Your heart is concealed, or you're tired, and you don't have energy. Lo yimna mi lilmod. Do not prevent yourself from learning. אלא לפחות יאמר את המילים הקדושות, like we said in the previous chapter, you don't understand right now, גריסה, גריסה, you don't understand, אתה לא מבין, תלמד, you don't understand, just learn, ויחזור עליהם, and repeat the words again and again, וירגיש את התלהטות, האורות והדבקות הבורא, feel the intensity of the light, by way of repetition, and by way of just reading when you don't understand, and the דבקות, the attachment to Hashem, כמו שרבנו שבר את הלוחות, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchot, וירדה שכחה לעולם, then forgetfulness came down to the world, וזה הוא נתן לנו מתנה של שכחה. He gave us the ability, the gift of forgetfulness. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the tablets, we became forgetful people, that was a gift. כי באמת, גם מצד הלוחות הראשונות, היו צריכים לעסוק בחזרה, וגם בלי השכחה. If we only had the first tablets without the second, we still had to do review, but without ever forgetting. כי החזרה שחוזר עוד פעם ועוד פעם מולידה אור אלוקי. The fact that you review Torah again and again and again, it gives birth to godly light. Because the חזרה, the repetition, causes this movement, this passion that gives birth to light. וזה עיקר הדרך להשיג את האור. אלא שמשה רבנו ידע שקשה לאדם לחזור. משה רבנו knew it's hard for a person to review Torah that he already knew. ולכן שבר לדוחות. Therefore he broke the tablets. ועל ידי זה באה שכחה לעולם. By way of that came forgetfulness to the world. ועל ידי שכחה קל יותר לאדם לראות את החשיבות החזרה. Since now we're forgetful people, it's easier to understand how important it is to repeat your Torah. ממילא יהיה לו חשק לחזור. Then you're going to have a desire to want to review it so that you really know it. So that you don't forget it. Right? And if you already forgot it, for sure you have to review it. Right? The main aspect of חזרה, the main aspect of repetition, is להכניע את השכחה, to subdue the forgetfulness. That's one thing. But the main thing is hazara hi etzam itlatut orot. The repetition is the actual essence of what it is, the passionate light, the fiery light that is inside the Torah. That's the main thing that we have to pay attention to. Leotzot lilmod kol chalkei haTorah. The last little part for this is to desire to learn all the portions of the Torah, all of the Torah completely. Kol echad ve'echad yochol la'asig kol chalkei haTorah. Anyone here can comprehend all of the parts of the Torah. And you have to believe, סליחה, לחיים, לחיים, תודה ושלום, guys. Just remember, we're learning in order to connect to Hashem. We get so passionate, sometimes we forget. Our goal is to cling to Hashem, not just to download information. וצריך להאמין באמונה שלמה, you have to have full אמונה, שאם ימסור נפשו ויתאמץ על פשט התורה, if you give over your soul, and you focus on the פשט, the simple meaning of the Torah, אזי השם יתברך ייתן לו גם את הפשט, וגם את הרמז, והדרוש והסוד. If you just try to understand halakha and you focus on the most basic level, Hashem will give you that level and the three levels above that, the extrapolations, the hints, and also the secrets, וגם את הרזין דרזין, also the secrets of the secrets, which is חסידות. כי רק יאמין שגם הוא יכול לזכות. You just have to believe that you're able to get there, that it's possible for you to merit to that, לכתר תורה, to the crown of the Torah. אז היה לו חשק וכוח להתאמץ, then you're going to have the desire and the power to put in the effort. ורצון השם יתברך לתת לנו את כל התורה הקדושה. Hashem's will is to give us the whole entire Torah. ובקל הוא יכול לתת לכל אחד את כל התורה הקדושה. Easily Hashem could give you the whole entire Torah. אלא שצריך בשביל זה אמונה שלמה. You need full אמונה. שיאמין שהשם יתברך רוצה לתת לו. You have to believe Hashem wants to give you the whole entire Torah. אפילו אם האדם אינו ראוי כלל, even if you're not fitting and you're not deserving at all, Hashem wants to give it all to you. And we're going to push so we can finish this chapter on Torah learning tonight. Two more pages, but Bezat Hashem, with the power of Rav Avadia, we have the energy and all the meat that we just had. Baruch Hashem. Don't forget, we have soldiers on the front line right now. We have soldiers pushing hard that they're not with their families, they're not sleeping, they're not doing their comfortable things, right? So we have also to be pushing. The last chapter in this chapter on Torah is Pratim Belimud, details in your learning. One, first things first, is to learn out loud, to learn with your voice, to say the words of the Torah that you're learning. Af she'tzirich la'yen b'machshavato b'ma she'lomed, even though you have to use contemplation in order to understand and to be, your brain has to be active in what you're learning. אך לאחר שהעיין במחשבתו צריך להוציא את הלימוד בפיו. After you use your brain to go deep and to understand what you're learning, you have to use your mouth. You have to learn with your mouth. ולדמוד בפה מלא, to learn with a full mouth, right? Like, I love this. We had last week, Bereshit. What's Bereshit an acronym for? Reshet Tevot. בקול רם אברך שם השם תמיד. Out loud, I will always bless Hashem constantly. Meaning your brachas also, they can't be ברוך. Say, ברוך אתה השם, בקול רם אברך שם השם. Hashem is יוד כבבקה, right? Not Hashem. תמיד. It's literally a straight acronym for out loud, I will always bless Hashem's name. Right? So too in our Torah learning, which is the blessing of Hashem, which is praise of Hashem, we have to do it with our mouth. We have to do it with an action. It's not enough that it's a thought. Like the rabbi said, Ki chayim hem lematzehem v'lechol besaro marpe. The life, meaning the Torah, is for those who bring them out. And for all of the flesh, it is healing. אל תקרא למצאיהם, אלא למוציאיהם. Don't call those that find it, rather those that bring it out. Those that eject the words from their mouth. Meaning, it's not who, the life is not belong to he who finds it, it's he who puts it out. What does it put it out? בפה, in his mouth. ודווקא לידי זה זוכים שהתורה תתחקק בזיכרון. By way of you speaking it and making it an action, now the Torah will be engraved inside your memory. Like the rabbi said, שברוריה אשת רבי מאיר, אשכחת להו תלמידה, דהווה כגריס בלחישה, בתשה בי, אמרה לי, לא כך כתוב ארוחה בכל ושמורה, אם ארוחה ברמה חברים שלך משתמרת, ואם לאו, אינה משתמרת. ברוריה would give rebuke, she would tell off the students, it's not how you learn. You have to say it out loud. And if you say it out loud, it's going to be engraved in all 248 organs of your body. That's how the Torah is kept in you. Not by just thinking about it. Say it, live it, bring it out into action. כי לא מספיק עיון והבנה במחשבה. It's not enough to be thinking Torah and to be looking deep and to be using your brain. אלא צריך אחרי העיון להוציא בפיו. After you've gone mentally into it, which is obviously a very high level. Make it real. Use your mouth. Bring it out of your body. Say what you understood. Repeat it to yourself. That's what you see. You go into the top yeshivas, and you see guys sitting by themselves, having a full-on conversation with themselves. He said this, he said that. Yeah, but he said this. There's no one in front of him. He's using his mouth to have a full-on conversation with himself. But he's bringing this guy's opinion and this guy's opinions, but what about that? And he's asking himself questions, and then he's answering himself. Right? Because that's the proper way. That's the highest level of learning. So that's the first thing. Say it out loud. Second thing is, לקבוע עתים לתורה. Set times for Torah learning. עיקר ישועתו של אדם תלויה בכך. The main thing of a person, the main salvation of a person, is setting times. שתהיה לו קביעות עתים בלימוד התורה הקדושה. You have to have set times to learn Torah. דבר יום ביומו, everything in its day, right? There's a Monday for this, there's Tuesday for that, there's this time for that, there's that time for that. ואם אדם לא קובע עתים לתורה, if a person doesn't set time for Torah, which by the way, it probably might be mentioned here, but it's one of the questions they ask you in Shemayim when you die, did you set times to learn Torah? אזי בסוף יתרחק לגמרי חלילה מקרבת פני השם. God forbid, in the end, a person is going to be completely distant from being close to the face of Hashem. כי אם תעזבני יום, יומיים עזבקה. The Torah says, the Zohar Kadosh teaches us from the Yerushalmi, if you leave me for one day, I'll leave you for 2 days. Meaning you miss one day of learning, the Torah, now you have to make up the day that you missed, which is being done now, and the day that you've returned, which means that today that you're returning, you also missed. So by way of missing one day, you've missed 2 days. Right? So it's not that simple to miss one day of Torah. And if you don't set times for learning and you keep them, then you're already playing with you're playing a very dangerous game. You're playing with your understanding. You're playing with your relationship with the Torah. And it's a promise. It says here, if you leave me for one day, I'll leave you for two. It's very hard to catch up from that. What if you leave for two? I'm sure it's not just four. Right? It starts to become exponential. ואם יהודי מרגיש שאין לו שמחת החיים, if a Jew feels that he doesn't have joy in his life, ידע שזה בגלל שאין לו קביעות שיעורים בכל יום. You don't feel happy throughout your day? No, extremely well. It is because you do not set time to learn Torah. You don't have a set schedule in Torah learning, and because you don't have a set schedule in Torah learning, you're going to become depressed. כי בכוח התורה הקדושה להמשיך על אדם שמחה בלב. The Torah has the power to bring happiness and joy into your heart. Also, whoever does have times to set times to learn Torah, you have to try your best to add more. Because Hashem asks from every Jew according to his ability. And there's people that learn a lot, and they think that this is enough for them. But it's written in the Sifrei Chassidim, in the books of the Chassidim, Sha'afi madam haga b'torah harbe. Even if a person was in Torah all day long, he learned about Torah all day long. Im lo lamad kefi kocho, if you didn't learn according to your ability, as I afim ba'olam hazeh hu nichshav la'adam nechbad, even in this world you are considered a holy person, an honorable person. In the world of truth, you're not a talmid chacham. You're not considered a person that pushed the maximum. You're getting judged according to how much were you able to learn. And it doesn't matter that you set for yourself a shiur here on Tuesday and another thing there during the week. No. All of us know how much free time we have during the day. Real free time, where you're just scrolling, or you're just on your phone, or you're just doing nonsense, you go to sit and smoke a joint, smoke a cigarette, eat too much, sleep too much. We all know, right? Everyone according to who they are. Ki talmid chacham hu rak adam shiyishtadel b'kol kocho b'torat Hashem yitbarach. Talmid chacham is only a person who used every effort, every free moment that they had to learn Torah. Third thing, lachzik b'kfiyut, gam kshelo mivin. To stay on what you've established for yourself, even when you don't understand. The way of a person is, sometimes his brain and his heart is not so there. Sometimes he understands, and sometimes he's going through hard things, and he has a concealed heart, he has a concealed brain. And then even if he works hard in the Holy Torah, and he wants to understand, he's not successful, he's not able to get there. And he cannot have despair from that. Do not leave the things that you've set up for yourself. You have a Chabura Tuesday, you have a Shira in the morning, you have this, you have that, you have what it is, Shacharit in the Beit Knesset. You do not miss the things that you've set for yourself that you know you should be keeping. Hashem's will is that a Jew should set up for himself a set time to learn every single day. Again, what is Shiur in Hebrew? What does Shiur mean? A measure, a measure, an amount, amount, right? Hashem expects you to set an amount of Torah learning every day, right? Literally, the word that we use for class is amount. Today I have an amount of Torah. Today I have an amount of Torah. Today, every single day, you have to have an amount of Torah. If you mash yachol bekochol bederech klal, what you can do usually, right? We all have the average person that we are. What you usually can do, again, we're not trying to reach level 99 when we're on level 3, right? That's not realistic. But whatever you are usually, you're at level 3, so you need to be having level 3 amounts of Torah every single day, right? And at that point, you should aspire to get to level 4, and then to level 5. V'az afilu k'sheba zman sheroshu mocho stumim. Then when the time comes, because it's going to come, that your heart and your brain are completely concealed, lo yishaber, you're not going to get broken. Just you're going to push with all of your might, with whatever you have, at least with your mouth, say the holy words that are written in front of you. Until you finish what you've set and you've established for yourself to accomplish that day. On this it's written, I desired constantly, and the lust of my soul is to your laws at any given moment. You need to learn, even when you don't understand the thing that you're learning. And by way of this, in the end, your brain will be open and you're going to understand. And the truth is, the hardship, the main aspect of the hardship, is because of all of these walls that were set up between us and Hashem because of our sins. And by way of misirut nefesh, to guard over ourselves and to keep the set levels of learning that we have, no matter what the price is, then we have a kapara, we have an atonement for our sins. And then all of the hardships will be removed. Once you remove the sin, then you remove the wall between you and Hashem. And how do you remove the wall between you and Hashem? By keeping your commitment to learn what you've set for yourself to learn. To keep the mitzvot that you have to do. And therefore, after a person sets for himself set times to learn Torah, then even if you come hardships and the days of hardships, you're going to hold on, you're going to gird your loin, and you're going to stand strong on the set measure that you've set for yourself. You made a commitment, keep it. And it doesn't matter how you feel. You keep what you've set up for yourself. And on these kinds of times, you have to go into the avodah of emunah. You have to tap into emunah. And you have to believe that Hashem Yitbarach is staring at you. He's looking at you and he's trying to see the effort and all of the courageousness and all of the effort that you're putting in. And by way of that effort itself and saying the words, you're coming closer to Hashem and you're clinging to Him. And by way of a person strengthening himself, by way of learning Torah, even though it's hard for him, then he merits that the Torah starts to come back to him, and starts to court after him, and starts to chase after him, and he starts to ask you, and starts to ask the creator of the world, the giver of the Torah, Hashem, please give all of the sweetness that's inside the Torah to this Jew. The Torah starts to become your lover. The Torah wants you to have it. So the Torah prays to Hashem and says, look, he doesn't feel like being connected to me with right now. He doesn't want to be learning Torah right now. He'd rather be doing that. But he's still here. Please, Hashem, give it to him. Let him feel it. And of course, a person needs to pray and to arouse the mercy of Hashem that he should give you the ability to stand strong and you're consistent. Strong, and you don't move from what you've set for yourself. Four. We're nearly done, guys. We only have up to six. We're at four. Hard work. Hard work, and it doesn't matter to me what the outcome is if I'm going to be successful. It's impossible to be successful and to ascend in the levels of Torah and truth until you merit to work even without understanding and without success. Just to show up for work. Like a person thinks, if he's only going to be, if a person's thinking only about being successful when he comes to learn, then the opposite is truth. They throw you out. They throw you out the Beit Midrash. If you're trying to become something, if you're trying to find some success, achutza, outside. You have to be like Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, that he had self-sacrifice until ad sha'ala reach ra mipiv. He went so hard in Torah learning until he had a bad smell come up from his mouth. Mimele, right? Meaning he didn't eat, he didn't do anything, he didn't brush his teeth, he didn't care about this world at all. He was completely dedicated because he couldn't worry about anything. He didn't understand. He wasn't coming down to him. He just kept going and going and going and going and completely put aside this world until the Torah would be opened up for him. Mimele b'chol pam shemitachrer koshi l'adam. Anytime there's a hardship aroused in you, understand that they're arousing for you right now to take more ol malchut shamayim, take up on the yoke of heaven more and more and more, and to be a loyal servant and to decide to learn with a connection, without any connection to success, a connection to Hashem without any connection to what's the outcome right now. Ki ein haTorah neknet ela b'mi shemaskim la'amit atzmo al avodat haMelech. The Torah can only exist in a person that agrees to kill himself to do the will of Hashem. Meaning it's not about me. Me, I'm putting on the side. This is what Hashem said to me to do, and this is the halacha that's in front of me right now. I'm going to do the halacha in front of me right now. It doesn't matter to you if you're successful or not. You make yourself a slave and you do it with self-sacrifice. You have to be self-sacrificing. You have to sacrifice yourself. You have to nullify yourself for the Torah. Like it's written in the Holy Zohar Kadosh. You have to learn like a donkey that's carrying the yoke of its master. You're plowing the field. In the beginning, the donkey doesn't feel any pleasure in it at all. Right? He's just doing. It's very hard. No. After a while, you start to feel this immense pleasure that you're even a tool for your master. And this is how it is by people too. That even when it's hard for you, you have to learn. You have to do mitzvot. You have to pray. But misiut nefesh, mitoch emunah, from a place of emunah, and to be consistent, to add consistency to your Torah learning. Im kol hakoshi, with all of the hardships, then Hashem Yitbarach starts to help you, and He gives you the merit that in the end you will feel godly pleasure in your learning. And you're going to feel the sweetness of the Torah, the light of the Torah. And you're going to merit lechamido deoraita, to the pleasantness, the delicacies of the Torah. To the immense, immense delicacies of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's four. Five is Lashlima Limud Mitchila V'Atzof, to complete your learning from the beginning to the end. Rav Yitzchak talked about this very much so on Simchat Torah. This is an important principle of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov would say, take a simaniyah, take a bookmark, right, and put it in your book. The goal is to make it from the front cover to the back cover. Even if for 3 years you put the book on your shelf and you don't touch that book, the next time you come back to it, you don't open it from the beginning. You open it from where you left off. And you keep moving that book mark to the end of the book. Let's see what he says here. צריך לדעת את עוצם מעלת לימוד דבר שלם מתחילה ועד הסוף. You have to understand how powerful it is to learn something from the beginning to the end. אפילו פרק או הלכה אחת, even if it's one chapter or it's one הלכה, ללמוד אותה מתחילה ועד סוף, to learn it from the beginning to the end. בפרט אם יזכה לסיים איזה מסכת בשס, even more so if you manage to finish a tractate in the Gemara. שבכל מסכת שאדם גומר, הוא נעשה אדם חדש לגמרי. Any מסכת, any tractate that you finish, you become a completely new man. You become a completely new person. That's why we do a siyum besimcha. Because the samech mem mitgaber biyoter limno me'adam le'asem. The yetzara comes and tries his hardest to make you stop from learning that masechet from beginning to the end. Like it's hidden in his name. What's samech mem? Siyum masechta. Ein la'asot. His name is samech mem and the letters aleph and lamed. What does it all stand for? That's his full name, right? Sam and then kel. Right? What is the full name? Siyum masechta ein la'asot. Finishing a tractate, you're not allowed to. You shouldn't do it. And his name is Don't Finish a Masechet. So he does everything in his power to stop you from doing it. It's not only when you finish a tractate, it's when you finish a chapter, you finish one Mishnah. You become a whole new reality. You're a different being when you do that. ולכן שכן מי שלוקח איזה מסכתה ממסכת השס, whoever takes a certain tractate from the tractates of the Torah, והוגה בה ומשנן אותה, כמה פעמים, you think about it, you repeat it, you learn it a few different times, עד שידע אותה בשלמות, till you know it completely, מעלתו עצומה. Your level has just grown and you're a very, very powerful being. You have a shas inside of you, you have a masechet inside of you, you've got it in your kishkas, you can repeat any page, that's a huge thing. כי כל מסכתה בשעס, any single tractate of the Torah, היא חלק מהשכינה, it's a part of the שכינה. ועל ידי ידיעתה באמת, by way of knowing it truthfully, היא מקשרת את נפש האדם למעלה, it attaches your soul up above. כי התופס במקצת הקדושה, כתופס בכולה. You can conquer one tractate, it's like you conquered the whole entire קדושה. You can touch a little bit of the infinite, you got the whole of the infinite, right? Because it's infinite. Last two little parts. חידושי תורה, novel ideas in Torah. צריך ללמוד בעמקות בבהירות. You have to learn with depth and you have to learn with clarity until you merit to make a חידוש in the Torah, to reveal a novel idea in the Torah. שיתעמק בגמרא תוספות ראשונים ואחרונים, till you go deep in גמרא תוספות ראשונים ואחרונים, עד שיזכה לפרוס ולרבות, until you merit to make babies, so to say, to bring offspring within the Torah. לחדש חידושי תורה and to renew new ideas that haven't been revealed yet. וכל אחד מישראל יש לו חלק בתורה. Every single soul of Israel has a part in the Torah. הוא צריך לחדש לפי ערכו. And you have to make ideas, novel ideas, according to your ability, according to your level. כבר כתב הנפש החיים, the נפש החיים, right? רב חיים ולוז'ין, the student of Vilna Gaon, the main student of Vilna Gaon, he wrote, ועוד ספרים קדושים and other holy books also wrote שאפילו אם אינו זוכה לחדש חידושי תורה ממש, even if you don't really make a חידוש, you don't reveal a novel idea that no one ever said before. מכל מקום, אם למד איזה עניין בבהירות, if you learn some idea very very clearly והתבר לו עניין חדש בתורה הקדושה, now you have a new understanding, you were clarified a new idea in the holy Torah, גם זה נקרא חידוש. That's also called a חידוש, meaning you learned something so well that a whole entire idea was revealed to you. Right, not that it's new, but you chopped a thing that you didn't get before because you went so deep in the Torah, that's also called a chidush. It's a chidush for you, it's a renewal for you, it's a new thing for you. Ki ha'ikar shezoche litamek b'torah kedusha ad shemitgalet elav nikuda shehayta ne'elemet. The main thing is to go so deep into the Torah until a point that was hidden for you has become revealed. Uveze gorem nachat ruach nifla lemala. By way of this, you cause a huge nachat, this huge pride up above. And I asked Rav Yitzchak once, what does it mean to be mechadesh b'Torah? In our generation, what does it mean to bring a novel idea? The whole entire Torah is revealed already. We have 3,000 years of learning. Everything's out there. What does it mean now for us to be mechadesh? He says, when you can learn an idea and apply it and start to live it, that's called a chidush. If you weren't holding there, if you weren't doing that thing before, and now you're doing it, that's a chidush. Last part for tonight. I know we've pushed very, very hard. Baruch Hashem, this last little bit. לא צריך כלום חוץ מהשם יתברך. You don't need anything besides Hashem. לפעמים נדמה לאדם, sometimes it appears to a person that in order to merit to the Holy Torah, you need this person that he should help you, you need him to help you, to explain to you, this one's going to help you ascend. Similar thoughts like this. You're dependent on everything else but yourself. אבל באמת הכל תלוי רק בהשם יתברך. Everything only depends on Hashem. והיינו אפילו שבוודאי צריך עשה לך רב וקנה לך חבר, even though you need to make for yourself a rabbi and you need to acquire for yourself a friend, because that's the ways of learning Torah that Hashem wanted. The truth is, everything depends only on Hashem, blessed be He. And therefore, sometimes a person, he doesn't have a rabbi, he doesn't have a friend. Azai lo yishaber, then don't break yourself down. Eli yidash Hashem yitbarach ba'atzmo hu. Kivyochol harav ve'achaver. Know that Hashem himself, so to say, he's your rabbi, he's your friend. Hu akol, he's everything. Ki me'od tzrich yizaher. You have to be very, very careful. Shelo lachshov she'atzlachato tluya talui beze adam. Don't think that your success is dependent on some other person. Eli yidash akol talui rak bedvekut ba'Hashem yitbarach. Know that everything is dependent only on Hashem himself. That is it. B'zchut Rabbeinu Ovadia Yosef, may we be able to understand the ways of the Torah, the pratim of the Torah, the fine details of the Torah, how to learn it when we feel good, how to learn it when we're down, how to arouse desire to learn Torah more. Whoever missed those previous classes, go on YouTube, they're all there. And B'zat Hashem will connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a whole new level, because this is the mitzvah that it says more than any other mitzvah. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Learning of Torah is in correspondence to all of the mitzvot. Why? After 3 weeks of understanding what Torah learning is, you can understand it's all about clinging to Hashem. It's all about understanding Hashem. It's all about attaching yourself to the Creator of the world and the Giver of the Torah. That's what we're doing. B'zchut kol ha'chayelim ha'kdoshim. Rabbi Ovadia was very connected at a certain point in his life to the Baba Sali. After a while, they didn't know each other for many, many years, and then when they met each other, they sat and they looked at each other for hours without saying a word, and it was like the whole room, everyone that was there said it was the craziest meeting ever, and they barely even spoke, right? And the Baba Sali would call the soldiers on the front lines, Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Holy of Holies. They are putting their life there, defending us. If they receive one bullet, they go to a place that no tzaddik will ever be able to be in their place, right? Whoever dies because he's called a Jew, because he's a Jew, is in the highest place possible. So this B'zat Hashem, may it be the biggest chutz for the holy tzaddikim that are out there fighting for us, right? And for everybody that was injured, may they have a refuah, may they be healed. Once Rav Ovadia was invited to talk to a group of doctors, a huge group of doctors, 100 plus doctors, experts, and they invited him to talk to him about a very specific thing. He showed up to talk and they said, Rav, we had another rabbi here and he already spoke about that. Can you speak about something else? Rav Ovadia, you know, it's like you're wasting his time. You told him to come speak about one thing. He prepared. He went into it. He showed up. He started to talk about this other topic that they asked him to speak about. And he went on for an hour, completely everything on point. In the end, standing ovation from the crowd. Standing ovation for what the rabbi said. And again, we're talking doctors. Not everybody there was, you know, exactly a fan of Rav Ovadia. He had a name in this country that was quite negative because of the news. Right? Not because of him, Chasu Chalila. So in the end, they're all standing ovation for Rav Ovadia after an hour speech on a topic that he didn't prepare for. He has a microphone attached to his jacket, and he's walking off the stage, and the microphone's attached to the speakers of the whole entire auditorium. And Rav Ovadia, you can hear the whole auditorium hears him saying, I'm dust and ashes, I'm dust and ashes, I'm dust and ashes, to bring himself back down. Because everyone's giving him a standing ovation. He's just telling himself, I'm a farve. And the whole entire crowd is hearing this. So the gabbai ran up and pulled the microphone off of his jacket so that the people would stop hearing this. But look, this is Rav Ovadia. He was saying, Ani afar ve'efer. I'm dust and ashes, dust and ashes. Just to put down his gaiva that he shouldn't feel so big. Kodesh HaKodashim, these tzaddikim that they knew the whole entire world in the palm of their hand. Rav Ovadia, another story just to give over. When he passed away, they went inside the library in his house, the whole entire walls, he had two rooms, just books. They started pulling books off the shelf, all of them filled with hundreds of thousands of currencies. Different currencies, tons and tons of money. Rav Ovadia, whenever someone would come and give him a donation of money, he would use the money as a bookmark. He would use the bill as a bookmark. He could care less about the money. He could care back. They found hundreds of thousands of shekels in his books used as bookmarks. The tzaddikim we were talking about, when he was 12 years old, his sister would come to do in a one-bedroom apartment, probably this side, they had tons of kids. His sister would come to do sponja to clean up the floor. And she said, Ovadia, move. I need to learn. He would take a chair and say, can I have this tile? This tile, can I have it? You clean it afterwards? And he would stand on top of the chair and learn his Gemara to not be interrupted from learning. And just stand on top of the chair while learning. We're talking about huge tzaddikim that they gave their whole entire life for Torah learning. So B'zat Hashem, in the Sfut of Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, and the Rabbi Yisrael of Ruziner, And tomorrow night is Bicha, the Piasetzner Rebbe, the Warsaw Ghetto Rebbe, that gave us amazing books that were all found by way of miracles. All these tzaddikim and the soldiers, may we have immense, immense blessing. Thank you so much. Only a shuot for all of Am Yisrael. Am Takot. May this war not end. May it lead to the war of wars, which is Gog u Magog. Biat Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Mirah B'Yamenu. Amen. V'ken Yiratzon.